House, please come to order. Will the members please show their presence this morning by voting? You may have to hit the button again. It wasn't on when I first announced the vote. Has every member voted? Clerk, please take the roll.
31 present.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, Representatives Rogers and Smith are excused through playing time. I do note their presence. And Representative Schaefer is excused from the call today.
The prayer today is by Pastor John Patton of the Church of Christ. Will the members please rise for the prayer?
Father in heaven, we thank you for the challenge provided us in serving the people of our state. We seek your help in making good decisions as individual legislators and collectively as the House of Representatives. Father, at times it is difficult to know which way is the most beneficial for our people. May we always genuinely speak our convictions and consciences and the deliberations ahead. We ask, dear God, not for perfection, but for clear hearts and minds to the service of the Alaskans. Please continue to keep our wives, husbands, children, and loved ones safe. Grant us real peace. And I come to you through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Will the Chief Clerk please certify as the correctness of the previous day's journal?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 29th day in House Supplement Number 13.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 29th day and House Supplement Number 13 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
There's no objection. The journal and the journal supplement will stand approved. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the prayer be spread on the journal.
There's no objection. The prayer will be spread on the journal. Are there guests for introduction to the House this morning? Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and Gallery B, a couple of very distinguished ladies from Anchorage, Kate Lablin and Rose Palmquist.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B is a person that's very near and dear to me, a person that I love very much is my dad, Nels Anderson Sr.
Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, we're really fortunate today to have some visitors from Waterloo, Iowa. The parents of Jana Verratti, who's known to most of us, lobbyists working here, Nick and June Hannig. And Mr. Speaker, Jana's children, Nick and Gia Verratti.
Representative Rogers.
I've just been told that Frank Chapados is in Gallery B.
There are further guests for introduction. Messages from the governor.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted herewith for consideration. Senate Bill Number 15 amended, effective date amended, by all members of the Senate. An act increasing the Alaska longevity bonus and providing for an effective date.
Hess and Finance.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 301 amended by the State Affairs Committee. An act relating to avalanche warning and control systems and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Resources has had House Joint Resolution 51 proposing the repeal of the provisions of the Constitution of the State of Alaska, which limit the claims of the state to its public land, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, Chairman, concurred in by Fuller, Jaroff, Halford, Osterbach, Eliason, Carney, and Miles. Chatterton signed do not pass. House Joint Resolution 51 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 550 transfer to certain municipalities of the responsibilities of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for traffic control systems under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 550 and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Miller, Martin, Parker, Fuller, and Gardner. House Bill 550 has a further referral to Judiciary.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative.
Maybe be very briefly, please.
House, please stand. The House, please come back to order. Continue with standing committee reports.
The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 660, a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Alaska Pipeline Commission, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Miles, Chairman, concurred in by Miles, Osterbach, Halford, Chatterton, Eliason, Carney, Fuller, and Jaroff. House Bill 660 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Justice Robert Boutchever by Representatives Miller and Duncan. Citation honoring Betty A. Guy by Representative Guy. House Joint Resolution 60 by Anderson, approving the Lake Elva Hydroelectric Generation Project as required by AES 4456180.
CRA and Finance.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Guy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If the rest of the body do not object, I would like to respectfully request that each and everyone be a co-sponsor in the citation honoring my mom.
If there's no objection, that will be shown as all sponsored by all members of the House. I'm not quite sure whether we should bring it up during introduction or during when it's on the calendar. We may have to bring it up again if that's not correct. Introduction, first reading, reference of House bills.
House Bill number 717 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to the taxation of insurers and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 718 by the Commerce Committee by request, an act relating to accounting for and payment of insurance premiums and providing for an effective date.
Commerce.
House Bill 719 by Malone by request, an act relating to the definition of municipal bonds under the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority Act and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 720 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee by request, an act establishing a single advisory board for the Department of Health and Social Services and abolishing existing advisory boards to the department and providing for an effective date.
Hess.
House Bill 721 by Anderson, an act making a special appropriation to the Lake Elva Hydroelectric Generation Project Fund and providing for an effective date.
CRA and Finance.
House Bill 722 by Anderson, an act establishing the Lake Elva Hydroelectric Generation Project Fund within the Alaska Power Authority and providing for an effective date.
CRA and Finance.
House Bill 723 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Interim Committee on the Constitutional Convention, an act relating to a constitutional convention and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary.
House Bill 724 by Branson and Anderson, an act authorizing the Division of Power and Energy Development, Department of Commerce and Economic Development, to contract for the construction of a photovoltaic demonstration project and establishing requirements for the bid specifications to be used in selecting a contractor for the project and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 725 by Branson and Anderson, an act making a special appropriation to the Division of Energy and Power Development, Department of Commerce and Economic Development, for the construction of a photovoltaic demonstration project and providing for an effective date.
Resources and finance. Representative Rogers?
Yes, I'd like to ask that I be shown as a co-sponsor of House Bill 7024 and House Bill 725.
Representative Rogers will be reflected as co-sponsor on those two bills.
House Bill 726 by Branson, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the construction of a runway extension and installation of a navigational aid at the airport at Seward and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 727 by Branson, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for use as a contingency fund for the construction of a water well at Kenny Lake and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 728 by Branson, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Agriculture for village gardening and agricultural projects and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Moss.
May I be shown as a co-sponsor on 727 and 728?
Representative Moss will be shown as co-sponsor in House Bill 727 and 728.
House Bill 729 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to works of art in public facilities and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Chief Clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 577 by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations for the operating expenses of state government and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 577 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 577 and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Rogers, Duncan, Smith, Meekins, Schaefer, Guy, Haugen, and Montgomery. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 577 under consideration a second time. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 577 Finance and recommends that it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Meekins, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Duncan, Freeman, Guy, Montgomery, and Haugen. Rogers has no recommendation. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, the Chief Clerk has stated that there are two committee substitutes, so I'm going to be moving for adoption of the second, the Finance Committee's second committee substitute. So, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the second committee's substitute for House Bill number 577 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there an objection? If there's no objection, the second Finance Committee substitute for House Bill number 577 is adopted. Representative Freeman.
May we have a brief at ease,
please? House, please stand at ease.
Number 577 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
If there's no objection, second Finance Committee substitute for House Bill number 577 will be engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage. Will the Chief Clerk please read the bill in third reading?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 577, Finance by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations for the operating expenses of state government and providing for an effective date.
Representative Meekins.
Mr. Speaker, the bill here reads as a supplemental, but I want to make clear that it's not really a supplemental in the way that we normally look at them. We appropriated this money last year in the budget bill, but what this is a release of the what we call the Freemanized portions of the budget. And when we Freemanize the budget, what we do is we appropriate 100% of whatever level we think is the appropriate appropriation and hold back some percentage of it. Sometimes we hold back 33%, sometimes 25%, sometimes 15%, so that during the interim we have some leverage to make sure that commissioners and that the agencies are actually implementing the legislative intent. What is represented in this bill is just the release of that appropriation that we've already made. And everyone is all the All the Freemanized portions of last year's budget are included in here, except for a few that we are currently having testimony on. We're not through taking testimony and looking into their budgets. So we've held those back, and those portions are Department of Environmental Conservation, Division of Lands under DNR, but just the Division of Lands appropriation, and the short-funded portion of the appropriation for House Bill 66, which was the omnibus land bill. But everything else that was short-funded is in this release appropriation. I can answer any other specific questions. But it's not the supplemental appropriations that you normally think of. Those will be coming hopefully within a week or 10 days. We'll have those out. Excuse me, for the normally the agencies, a lot of them get in trouble and request supplementals, and we fund some portion of those depending on what we consider to be realistic claims. And there are quite a few requests for supplementals this year. We will be dealing with those. There's currently Finance Committee is looking at them. We'll be looking at those supplementals over the next 10 days. The real supplementals in the normal sense will be down then. This is simply a release of that portion of last year's budget that we short funded to make sure we'd get compliance with legislative intent.
Is there further debate? Representative Byrne.
Mr. Speaker, I have a question for Mr. Meekins, if I may. And that is, I've heard this term Freemanized used a time or two in the past. I'm not sure that I know everything that it means, but I wondered, is there any relationship between Freemanized and Homanized? Ever? I don't know about that.
How about burnt?
Yeah, there could be, Mr. Speaker. There, I'd like to carry Mr. Freeman's Freemanizing on just a little bit more and vote against this supplemental appropriation on the principle that you know, one bad apple in the barrel is going to rot the rest of them, and there is one bad apple in here that hasn't performed by getting any land out to speak of, and so I'd just soon keep the pressure on them there and just see what would happen if we didn't fund it. Be sort of interesting. Thanks.
Representative Meekins. Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I understand the explanation given by the finance chairman that the Freemanized portion of the budget for the lands disposal program is still under consideration in the committee, and that therefore I think that Representative Byrne's objection to the legislation may not be valid.
Is there further debate? Question for the House is the final passage of Second Committee Finance Committee substitute for House Bill Number 577. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
37 yeas, 2 nays.
House Bill 577 has passed the House. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, there is an effective date clause, and I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Second Finance Committee substitute for House Bill Number 577 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. The roll call on the effective date clause will be, the roll call on final passage will be shown as the roll call on the effective date clause. Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I give notice of reconsideration on House Bill 577.
Representative Cotton's notice of reconsideration is noted. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Citation honoring Miss Elizabeth Stolpe, Alaska Junior Miss, by Senator Coletta.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of the citation.
There's no objection. The citation is adopted. Clerk, please read the next citation.
Citation honoring William K. Boardman by Senator Ziegler and Representative Gardner, by all members of the Senate and Representatives Gardner and Freeman.
Representative Freeman. There's no objection. The citation is adopted unanimously. It completes today's calendar, brings us to unfinished business. Representative Carney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a Democratic caucus on motion to recess.
Representative Branson.
Mr. Speaker, there will be a Republican caucus on recess.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we revert to introduction of guests?
Under introduction of guests, Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today we have in Gallery A a good friend of mine and Representative O'Connell's from the Kenai Peninsula, Mrs. Betty Warren, and I'd like her to stand, please. I think this is a person that all members of the House should get to know if they have the chance, and Betty's down doing the work on the Governor's Committee on Aging, and I'm very glad to see her and have this opportunity to introduce her to the House.
Representative Anders.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
I can't see everybody's over in Gallery A, but since Ms. Warren is there, I suspect that the other members of the Commission on the Air and Aging may be as well. So with your permission, I'd like to introduce them to the group. Is Al Widmark hiding behind over there someplace? Mr. Widmark is a former member of this body. And we have Fletcher Gregg from Kotzebue. Catherine Fiala from Anchorage. Ted Drain from Fairbanks. Doris Southall from Fairbanks. And over in Gallery B, another former member of this body, Danny Plotnick, who's the Executive Secretary of the Commission on Aging.
Representative Branson.
Mr. Speaker, I'm kind of tardy, but could the Chief Clerk please hold House Bill 724 and 725 for an hour for additional sponsors? Thank you.
House Bill 724 and 725 will be held for 1 hour after recess. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, under unfinished business,
Representative
I move that Representative Fuller be excused from the call of the House February 14th.
There's no objection. Representative Fuller will be excused. Call of the House February 14th.
Mr. Speaker, I move that Representative Carney be excused from the call of the House February 14th and February 18th.
There's no objection. Representative Carney will be excused on those dates.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House stand in recess.
Just Representative Byrne. House, please stand at ease.
I'm all done.
House, please come back to order. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House stand in recess to the call of the chair.
There's no objection. The House is in recess for purpose of party caucus to the call of the chair. The House, please come to order. We're under unfinished business. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the report of the Free Conference Committee considering committee substitute for Senate Bill 182 Finance and House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 182, thus adopting Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 182. I ask members to vote yes.
Will the Chief Clerk please read the bill by title?
Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 182 by the Free Conference Committee, an act relating to the compensation of public officers and employees, to the compensation and allowances of legislators, and repealing the Alaska Salary Commission and providing for an effective date.
Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appears I'm going to be the only one who has a comment on these free conference bills. Mr. Speaker, in view of the fact that significant progress has been made on the stated priorities of our caucus, although not as much progress as we had hoped. And the leadership of this body feels compelled to vote on the issue before us immediately. We have decided in caucus not to place ourselves in the position of doing damage to the spirit of cooperation which has existed to now. We feel encouraged by actions which have taken place on the tax bills, unemployment insurance, the loan programs, and the supplemental capital improvement projects. And Mr. Speaker, for this reason, we have dissolved the caucus commitment to withhold action on these measures and will encourage each member to vote his conscience at this time. We remain determined that our priorities still must be addressed and will continue to expect that your commitment to action on these priorities will be honored. If this body can continue with the pace of progress of the first 4 weeks of this session, we will have accomplished at least many of the things we all seek. For my part, Mr. Speaker, I must state that the structure of this package and the action of the majority of today have forced me to withdraw the support I have previously given pay bills and to vote no. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Question.
Is there further debate? Representative Randolph.
Mr. Speaker, I really wasn't going to say anything on this bill. That's true. It's true. I decided, and probably my comments will indicate, I decided with less than a minute ago to say what I'm going to say. And I just think that we all know what's been going on in this House. And the reason I'm standing here as a Libertarian is because there really isn't any difference between Republicans and Democrats. Not only on this issue, but everything Mr. Hayes just said. Your priorities are roughly the same. I think the people of this state deserve some sort of an effective voice of opposition to the unilateral direction of this legislature. You know, the negotiated pay raises are one thing, but what's incorporated in these bills that the public probably, I know, does not know, and if I don't say it, probably will never know, that, of course, our legislative pay raise is tied in there. The plan of the majority, the coalition of the two parties, to tie all of these bills together so that we either vote yes or no on everything, including a retroactive pay raise for ourselves, which isn't just a pay raise, but it's also ties us into a system where we get our pay raise automatic from now on. The very people whose raises we have to pass on every year here, every couple of years, are going to be negotiating our pay raises from now on. It's an automatic thing. If this thing passes, the last time the people of this state will be able to say to the legislature, you either can or can't have that pay raise. That pressure won't be on us anymore, because whatever everybody gets, we'll get also. I think it's the way it's being handled, particularly as respect to our own benefits, is next to criminal.
Question.
The question for the House is motion to adopt the free conference committee report for Senate Bill number 182. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Chatterton. Are there other members? Clerk may take final roll.
25 yeas, 14 nays.
Free Conference Committee report for Senate Bill 182 has been adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the roll call and the passage of Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 182 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause. I just ask that it be moved. I didn't ask for unanimous consent.
We'll have to take a separate roll call since there's not 27 votes. Motion before the body is the adoption of the effective date clauses for the pre-conference committee report for Senate Bill 182. Members may proceed to vote. I have to try it again. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Hayes. Are there other members? Clerk may take the final roll.
28 yeas, 11 nays.
The effective date clauses in the pre-conference committee report have been adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House adopt the report of the Free Conference Committee considering committee substitute for Senate Bill 143 and House committee substitute for 143, thus adopting the Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill 143, and I ask members to vote yes.
The motion before, will the clerk please read the bill by title?
Free Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 143 by the Free Conference Committee. An act making supplemental appropriations to the Office of the Governor to pay additional costs of salaries and benefits for the 1979 and 1980 fiscal years and providing for an effective date.
The question before the body is a motion to adopt the Free Conference Committee report for Senate Bill number 143. Is there debate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take final roll.
29 yeas, 10 nays.
The Free Conference Committee report for Senate Bill number 143 has been adopted. Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Free Conference Committee substitute for committee substitute for Senate Bill 143 be considered as a roll call for the effective date clause.
There's no objection. The roll call on the adoption of the Free Conference Committee report for Senate Bill number 143 will be shown as the roll call on the effective date clauses for Senate Bill number 143. Are there other items of unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to take up my reconsideration of House Joint Resolution 54, I believe it is.
House Joint Resolution number 54?
Yes.
Would the clerk please read the resolution by title?
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 54 amended by the Judiciary Committee relating to the ratification of the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty.
Mr. Speaker,
Representative Anderson.
May we have a brief at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease. For the House, Representative Randolph.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we move back to second reading for purpose of a specific amendment.
Clerk, please read the specific amendment.
Amendment number 2 by Mr. Randolph. Page 1, on line 20, delete semicolon and insert a period. Delete all material on lines 21 through 23.
Representative Randolph.
I'd move the amendment.
Well, the motion is to return to second reading to adopt the specific amendment. There is objection. Representative Randolph.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I think the discussion on this particular amendment was thoroughly discussed late last week. I would like to be in a position to vote differently on this whole resolution than I am with that phraseology in there, and I think there's a number of other people on the floor in the same position. With that phrase out, I think it's a very strong anti-SALT resolution. I think the arguments were well made the other day.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I think the two things belong together. The whole purpose of SALT was that we wouldn't have to increase our strength, and because the other people wouldn't be doing it either. That doesn't seem to be the case. I think that as we lose any reliance on being able to achieve a satisfactory settlement with the Soviet Union, we have to increase our strength.
Representative Brown.
Speaker, I wasn't with you when you last considered this, but I did read in the paper that another one of our more senior members of our caucus pointed out that the Congress must really be waiting with bated breath for this resolution. I don't want to belabor it anymore, so we can get on to something that might have more of an effect than this resolution will. Although I'm going to vote for it, I'm going to vote against the amendment, but I just want to ask, I guess I'm not accustomed to reading our new board. I thought we had the wrong number up there. It looks fine to me.
Is there further debate? Motion for the body is a motion to return to second reading for purpose of specific amendment. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Clerk may take the final roll.
Fifteen yeas, 22 nays.
Motion has failed. Is there further debate on the resolution? Representative Byrne.
Mr. Speaker, if I may make a remark on this resolution. I voted for the resolution the other day when it came before us, but I read it over in the meantime, and I don't fully understand the purposes of the resolution, and I can see a lot of problems with it, and therefore at this time I'm going to vote against the resolution. On line 16, we talk about the invasion of Afghanistan and the fact that we cannot rely on the faith of the Soviet Union anymore. But in all candor, we have to admit that they put 100,000 troops into Afghanistan, and we think that's real bad. We put 500,000 into Vietnam, and we think that's very virtuous. It's that type of thing that I see in this resolution that I don't particularly like. And why shouldn't we go ahead and consider ratification of the treaty? Just because we have some differences doesn't mean that we shouldn't consider ratification of the treaty. We can negotiate with them. We should always negotiate with them in the interest of peace. I think that it's our country, right or wrong, but at the same time, I think that this resolution doesn't do the job, and I'm going to vote against it.
Is there further debate? Question for the House is the final passage of House Joint Resolution Number 54. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their votes? Representative Freeman. Are there other members? Clerk may take final roll.
29 yeas, 8 nays.
House Joint Resolution Number 54 has passed the House on reconsideration. Are there other items of unfinished business? Representative Cotton. Under introductions, Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, there's a friend of mine in Gallery B from Kotzebue. He's on the City Council there, Mr. Willie Goodwin.
Brings us to announcements of committee meetings. Representative Brown.
The House Commerce Committee will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning to consider our work sessions regarding sunset review. See you shortly.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, through the wonders of electronic devices, the State Affairs Committee was having a hearing even while we were caucusing on the Sunset Review of Boards and Commissions that were before us yesterday and again today. All of those comments that people may have called in from around the state have been recorded and will be made available to the members. Tonight at 7 p.m., again in the courthouse across the street, not in room 102 as this might imply, but in the courthouse across the street, we'll continue the income tax or tax relief legislation that's before the State Affairs Committee. We'll be doing this in a joint session with the Finance Committee tonight. Representative Meekins will be chairing those proceedings. At the present time, we've just barely begun the governor's presentation via Commissioner Williams. We'll take up the balance of the legislation that we have before us after that presentation. I've asked him to try to reduce his presentation to about an hour. So after about an hour, we'll be taking up various other bills. The order in which this appears is not necessarily the order in which bills will come up. In fact, it is not the order in which they'll come up. So I just, people who want to make a presentation should make it a point to be there this evening at 7.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The free conference on the permanent fund will be meeting in Senate Finance immediately upon adjournment. The purpose of today's meeting is to review the House proposal on the permanent fund, House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 161.
Representative Parr.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Judiciary Committee calendar as printed is not exactly accurate. We will have House Bill 669, a supplemental appropriation for public defender, and then the rest of the time will be the parole board sunset hearings.
Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This evening at 7 p.m., we will have teleconferencing on House Bill 629 regarding community schools. This will be with Anchorage and Fairbanks. And Mr. Speaker, since we did not have our meeting this afternoon, the people from Juneau will have an opportunity to testify on the bill at a later date.
Representative Parker.
Mr. Speaker, CRA will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the Hess Room and take up four bills: House Bill 583, State Aid Local Governments; 584, Third Class Boroughs; 585, Second Class Boroughs; and 586, Fiscal Notes.
Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce the Lincoln Day Dinner this evening. The annual Lincoln Day Dinner, it's informal, it's potluck. It's at the Klinkahida Hall at 3.5 miles on the Glacier Highway. It's at 6:30 p.m., and I note that the guest speaker is A. Lincoln.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, the Ad Hoc Committee on Loan Programs will be meeting at 4:30 this afternoon in the House Finance Committee room.
Representative Branson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be an OGIG meeting at 7 o'clock in the morning at the Latch String, and of course, you're all invited to come as usual.
Representative Osterbeck.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since the long session, we've canceled a Resource Committee meeting.
Representative Anderson.
I just want to bring members' attention to their calendar today. There is another announcement. The Alaska Truckers Association is holding a reception between 6 and 8 this evening at the Gold Room at the Baranoff.
For further announcements, special orders. Representative Anderson.
I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
No objection. The House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.